in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Today is National HIV Testing Day. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, an influential panel of experts, recently reaffirmed the value of regular testing, but took an additional step. They recommended a treatment that can nearly eliminate the risk of HIV transmission. PrEP, as this drug combination is known, should now be covered by most health insurance plans for at-risk groups. Marketplace's Dan Marino has more.
Healthcare for HIV has come a long way since the virus was first discovered in 1981. But no matter how good treatment gets, prevention will always be better.
We're seeing a lot of successes.
That's Carl Baloney, Director of Government Affairs with AIDS United, a nonprofit advocacy group. In the U.S., new cases are down from 120,000 a year in the late 80s to just under 40,000 now.
However, that trend is leaving some populations behind.
The problem is access, particularly for poor or marginalized communities that are hit hardest by HIV. The first step towards either prevention or treatment is to get tested, of course, and Baloney says that is a lot easier since 2010.
Under the Affordable Care Act, all preventative care, including HIV and other STI screenings, have to be covered by private and public insurers, and that was really a game changer.
Another game changer came earlier this month when a panel called the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force made a new recommendation for HIV treatment.
What the task force recommends is that clinicians offer pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, to people who are at high risk of getting HIV.
That's Doug Owens, chair of the task force. Under the Affordable Care Act, anything this panel recommends has to be covered by most Medicaid plans and all private insurance. Without insurance, PrEP, a one-pill drug combo taken daily, can cost as much as $20,000 a year. Gilead, the maker of the drug, offers discounts, and nonprofits and local governments have been helping too. The CDC estimates that more than 1 million people are at high risk for contracting HIV, but only 20% of them are using PrEP. This new recommendation should help more people get access to these drugs. In New York, I'm Dan Marino for Marketplace.